Exercise 2B, page 104.
With summer just around the corner, our thoughts turn to holidays. I'd like to share with you a few tips to ensure that all goes smoothly. First things first, we'll start with packing. Most toiletry manufacturers seem to make a special point of packaging their products in containers which are either large or heavy. One way to cut down on the weight in your bag is to buy some small bottles and pour into them just enough shampoo or shower gel for the holiday. Another idea is to collect samples of toiletries throughout the year, ready for when holiday time comes around. What else needs to go in the suitcase? It's a good idea to take a few odds and ends with you, such as an alarm clock, washing powder, and an adapter plug for foreign sockets. Still on the subject of packing, let's look at suitcases. To keep your cases safe, keep them simple. If you use very expensive designer suitcases, you will invite theft. A simple case won't be noticed as much by thieves. Make sure your case is hard to open and has a tough strap around it too, as this will further deter thieves. Let's talk about the journey itself now. If you're flying with young children, a pocket full of sweets can save tears. Children's ears will be less affected by air pressure changes in the cabin of the aircraft during takeoff and landing if they suck a sweet. Another point about travelling with children is carrying all the toys they want to take with them. This can be a nightmare for parents because some children want to take every toy they possess away with them on holiday. You can get around this problem by giving them a small bag of their own and telling them they can take anything they like as long as it fits in the bag. Remember, if your children have a happy holiday, then so will you. Once you've reached your destination and you've spent a few days seeing the sights and relaxing, you'll probably want to send a few postcards home to tell everyone about it. If you don't know your friends' addresses by heart, you can write out their addresses on self-adhesive labels before you leave home. Then, after you've written your postcards, just stick a label on the back and pop them in the post. The labels which remain will remind you of the friends you haven't sent a postcard to, and no one will be forgotten. One more idea is to send photographs instead of postcards. They're much more personal, and everyone at home will be able to see what you're up to. Many of us enjoy shopping when we're away from home, and often when we're on holiday, we spot bargains or find souvenirs that we want to take back with us, but we don't have much room in our suitcase. The solution is to carry an extra fold-up bag in the bottom of your case. That way, you'll have enough space to carry everything on your return journey. One more tip related to buying things. If you purchase something expensive, it's a good idea to keep the receipt with you at the airport when you're going home. That way, if you're questioned by customs officials about the item, you've got proof of purchase. Keeping receipts can save you a lot of time and trouble. So those are my tips for a happy and trouble-free holiday. Little things mean a lot. They can make or break a holiday. If you have some of your own holiday tips, I'd love to hear from you. With summer just around the corner, our thoughts turn to holidays. I'd like to share with you a few tips to ensure that all goes smoothly. First things first, we'll start with packing. Most toiletry manufacturers seem to make a special point of packaging their products in containers which are either large or heavy. One way to cut down on the weight in your bag is to buy some small bottles and pour into them just enough shampoo or shower gel for the holiday. Another idea is to collect samples of toiletries throughout the year, ready for when holiday time comes around. What else needs to go in the suitcase? It's a good idea to take a few odds and ends with you, such as an alarm clock, washing powder, and an adapter plug for foreign sockets. Still on the subject of packing, let's look at suitcases. To keep your cases safe, keep them simple. If you use very expensive designer suitcases, you will invite theft. A simple case won't be noticed as much by thieves. Make sure your case is hard to open and has a tough strap around it too, as this will further deter thieves. Let's talk about the journey itself now. If you're flying with young children, a pocket full of sweets can save tears. Children's ears will be less affected by air pressure changes in the cabin of the aircraft during takeoff and landing if they suck a sweet. Another point about travelling with children is carrying all the toys they want to take with them. This can be a nightmare for parents because some children want to take every toy they possess away with them on holiday. You can get around this problem by giving them a small bag of their own and telling them they can take anything they like as long as it fits in the bag. Remember, if your children have a happy holiday, then so will you. Once you've reached your destination and you've spent a few days seeing the sights and relaxing, you'll probably want to send a few postcards home to tell everyone about it. If you don't know your friends' addresses by heart, you can write out their addresses on self-adhesive labels before you leave home. Then, after you've written your postcards, just stick a label on the back and pop them in the post. The labels which remain will remind you of the friends you haven't sent a postcard to, and no one will be forgotten. One more idea is to send photographs instead of postcards. They're much more personal, and everyone at home will be able to see what you're up to. Many of us enjoy shopping when we're away from home, and often when we're on holiday, we spot bargains or find souvenirs that we want to take back with us, but we don't have much room in our suitcase. The solution is to carry an extra fold-up bag in the bottom of your case. That way, you'll have enough space to carry everything on your return journey. One more tip related to buying things. If you purchase something expensive, it's a good idea to keep the receipt with you at the airport when you're going home. That way, if you're questioned by customs officials about the item, you've got proof of purchase. Keeping receipts can save you a lot of time and trouble. So those are my tips for a happy and trouble-free holiday. Little things mean a lot. They can make or break a holiday. If you have some of your own holiday tips, I'd love to hear from you.